This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On the theory that business and the economy are sometimes a little bit opaque, we do a series every month called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Your questions, our answers. Today's question comes to us from Chris Linden of Crystal Lake, Illinois.
I have always wondered, does an electric car actually create less pollution and conserve resources, or am I simply substituting one form of pollution and resources, like fuel exhaust, for another, like power plant exhaust?
We put our sustainability reporter Jed Kim on this one.
The most accurate answer to Chris's question is, it depends. So I needed him to answer some questions about his question.
Hello, this is Chris.
Chris Linden is a writer in an outer suburb of Chicago. He drives about an hour to get to work. His car?
A 2010 Toyota Corolla.
Not an electric, not a hybrid.
A regular old internal combustion engine.
He's toyed with the idea of an electric car, but how bright does the green halo on them really glow? Your question, Chris, is why some people refer to electric vehicles not as EVs, but as EEVs.
Elsewhere emissions vehicles.
Kevin Book is managing director of Clearview Energy Partners. He says how clean an electric car is depends on where you plug it in.
Different states have different generation mixes. Different local sources of power create different impacts.
In Los Angeles, where I live and work, the energy mix is pretty green. The city's Department of Water and Power took me on a ride to see that for myself.
Yeah, I'm in a helicopter.
Yeah, it's cool. Thanks, Chris, for your question that got me up here. Flying for 40 minutes northeast of L.A., we get to the Beacon Solar Farm, a massive array of black glass grids spreading out over the sand.
I'm flying over the Mojave Desert, and this gigantic solar farm, renewable energy sources like this, really cut down on the emissions that come from power sources.
So when you plug your electric car into a grid that's clean, the car is clean. And we saw several solar farms on our flight. Helicopter pilot Jeff Goldman's noticed the growth in the 2 years he's been flying for LADWP.
There's definitely more solar farms going up. You can see they're actually being worked on out there. I saw a few extra patches, dirt patches popping up where they're going to put more panels down.
LADWP gets a quarter of its power from renewable sources. It expects to get a third by 2030. LA already has about 27,000 electric cars on the road. But this is California, early adopter of pretty much all things green. In Illinois, Chris, a company called ComEd provides your power. Last year, it only got 2% of its power from wind, 0% from solar, 35% came from coal. So get an EV and plug it in there, and some coal gets burned, and emissions result. And Clearview's Kevin Book says if that coal plant is old and inefficient, the emissions from the plant itself are actually slightly higher than driving a typical 30-mile-per-gallon gas-powered car. But the past decade has seen a lot of renewables come online. Cleaner natural gas has boomed, and newer coal plants burn cleaner.
Today, the average power generation mix is a lot greener than when it was more coal-intensive. And as a result, you have less than half the carbon intensity.
So on average, no matter where you are, driving an electric car would shrink your emissions footprint by at least half compared to your Corolla. Plus, electric vehicles are getting more efficient, traveling further on less power, so...
The days of the elsewhere emissions vehicle, here in the United States at least, are for the most part over.
So there's your answer, Chris. Here's a little extra, though. It comes from J.R. DeShazo, who researches public policy at UCLA. DeShazo points out that the emissions that come out of tailpipes and power plants contain more than just carbon dioxide. There's also ozone, tiny particulate matter, carbon monoxide.
And those cause asthma, respiratory disease, heart disease in individuals, and just reducing people's exposure to those emissions improves their health.
Electric cars don't emit those pollutants. That's another factor to consider in measuring how clean EVs make the air. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
Who got to ride in a helicopter? We kind of need your questions to make this whole idea work. Send them along, marketplace.org.